Before we dash, we've got to talk to Musoni. It's Africa Thursdays. And we have all the fun, but we need to come back and talk about Imvelaphi Yethu singama Africa. Mr. Musoni, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Itekani to everybody.
Danko. Last week, sicela sivumelane ukuthi where are we taking our conversation?
Vumelane ukuthi we're going to talk about the root or the origin
of the word Africa, African.
Umuntu.
Oh, umuntu, umuntu. Oh, sorry. Umuntu. Yes, right.
Yeah, we,
super yes, stuff. Ngicela ukuthi sibambe nje within 2 minutes. Ngenxa yesikhathi sikwazi ukuyivala bafo phezukwayo.
All right. So the essence of the word umuntu abantu how it was identified as a connecting force among African people is that this term is common amongst basically all Africans when you look at the language, because the language is at the center of articulating a people's culture. So its origin is obviously way beyond any history that can be passed down whether by tradition, oral tradition or written, because we see this term as far back if you will use the ancient Kemet, for example, because it's the oldest documented history. And the word for one of the dialects, the word for a person or people is untu. And we see it throughout in Kenya, Rwanda, a language spoken in East Africa, in Rwanda. It's a person is umuntu, and a thing is kintu. So the only way to really the resource that we have to be able to break down the origin and the essence of the word is actually linguistic. So the languages actually have a lot of whispers within it itself. So through the languages, that's why they could even reconstruct the family language of the two family languages, because the commonality that they find is that the philosophy and the worldview is very common amongst the fundamental principles of how Africans, ancient Africans, viewed the world is found in the language, and is very distinct to how Indo-Europeans, for example, and Semitic people would view the world. So just one example is, for example, how we see how Indo-Europeans and Semites view things in separation. For example, there's God and creation. However, when you go throughout Africa, the God is expression of basically creation is God expressing himself. So the best way to give us an example, in ancient Egypt, one of the deities in the hymn, it says, "I am the existent who has come into existence." So to really break that down is when your father gives when you are born and people see you and they know your father and they've never seen you, and they're like, "Hey, that umfana lo looks like umake," so people can see, even though they've never met you, spoken to you, but they can see this person is actually must be. And when they find out, they're like, yeah, I can see who you look like, so such and such a person. So that's why even the word for a thing in Kenya, Rwanda, it has the same root, ikintu and muntu, because they are all coming from the same essence or life force. So this root that we find throughout the African region, it points to a common origin where God or the essence of life itself is ntu, and our ancestors basically expressed the definition of umuntu is into and things like that in terms of its the life force itself. That's why even in Sesotho, Mudimu is God, and ancestors give a dim. You know, so I've even teased a Christian Musutu, you know, okay, what do you call an ancestor in your language?
Badim.
No, oi one. Badim is a group. So, and then they paused and laughed because they are afraid to say
Mudim.
Because it may sound blasphemous to the Indo-European and the Semites, or people who have carried the burden of that worldview, because it sounds blasphemous. But to the African, creation is God coming into existence, or the existence. Hence, in African worldview, you can never find an atheist, because God is existence itself.
God is existence itself.
So what we, in conclusion, what we find is that the essence of Ntu, why I say that I propose it as a common name, is that this is the essence of the worldview which distinguishes African people from your Indo-Europeans and other people. And the worldview and the philosophy carried in the most ancient of our languages is that, and we have not lost this philosophy, even as languages were changing and growing apart in terms of movement, but they can still reconstruct them as belonging to one genetic family due to this philosophy having been immortal and lived through these languages evolving over thousands of years.
Yo, my brother, the one thing I'm coming out with here is that God is existence itself. Therefore, denying God is denying your own existence.
Existence. Hallelujah. Amen.
No. Mfo, siyaqhubeka. Next week. Lento isase high level. Iyoba high level until we come to your level. Hamba nathi bafo, don't give up on us.
Yes.
We need this information. The fact that you're giving it to us in these beats and pieces, isho ukuthi iyongena kahle njengamanzi makathi nto nto ngoba sikhuluma ngani? Ngontu. Uyagizwa hamba now.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is our African historian, Musoni. He's back on your radio on Thursday next week. We're talking about our own history as Africans.